Amen. Brother Zacchaeus Jones. I had to hear him say that so I won't forget it. Amen. But I'm glad to have him here this morning. Amen. And I think I've heard him before, but I think God is going to use him. And let us be in prayer for him. Amen. As he stands before us, that he just speaks and do what God tells him to do. Amen. We thank God again for him. And then why it's on my mind as well, brothers and sisters, if there's any visitors here, we didn't acknowledge, we want to let you know we thank you for being here with us. And we want you to enjoy this part of the service as well. The next voice you will hear, thus says the Lord, after the choir sang their song, was Brother Zacchaeus Jones, Elder Zacchaeus Jones, minister. Amen. He's called from God. That's all that matters, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen. Hear my prayer.
Yes.
Amen. Hear my prayer, Lord. Hear my prayer. And I know you heard me praying so many times before that I need you. You don't come, Lord. I perish. Yes, I will. And I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below. Hear my prayer, Lord.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Hear my prayer. And I know you heard me praying so many times before. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That I need you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't come, Lord. I perish.
Yeah.
Yes, I will.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm waiting on you, the Lord.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Right down here below. Come on, church and choir. Sit on.
Down here, wait at the river when you come, Lord, he comes.
said, if you don't come to my rescue, I belong. Let me say, I'm your child, Lord. I'm your child. And I know you heard me pray so many times before. Yes, sir. Said, I need you. If you don't come, Lord, I perish. Yes, sir, Lord. I said, so many times before, said I'm down here way at the river way for Jesus. Oh Lord, said I'm. I said, I'm down here, waiting at the river, when you come, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, the reason why. I said, if you don't come to my rescue, if you don't come to my rescue, if you don't come. Sing this song.
Any praying saints in the church on today? Amen, amen. Everybody's been tap dancing on the message today, so that's just confirmation. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Surely it is a good day to be in the house of the Lord one more time. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. He has been so, so, so good to me. And by the looks of it, he's been good to you, you, and you. It has been a great service so far, and I'm glad that the Spirit of the Lord is just lingering in this place. Giving honor to Pastor Dr. Isaac Burnett, all clergy, deacons, mothers, lay members, ushers, to you, you, and to you, to all of God's children. To my family for being here, always supporting me and always having my back. Thank you so much for being here. I have a cousin back there that's from Morrisville, so she took the drive in the rain to come and support her little cousin, so thank you for that. And to my pastor in his absence, he is on the way, Pastor David J. Sutton, and the Church of Nehemiah, I thank him as well. And to Auntie Linda Mathis for inviting me once again to come back and preach the word of God. Can someone shout glory?
Glory!
Can you shout, thank you, Jesus? I believe it's fitting for us just to give God some praise in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Not to stand before you long, but there is a word from the Lord. Now, I usually don't preach too long because I was trained by preachers that's not long-winded. But with your help of a few amens, a few hallelujahs, a few thank you Jesuses, just give me about 2 hours and I'll be back to Kinston. Amen. No, give me about 15 minutes of your time, thus saith the Lord, and we'll be back to Kinston, North Carolina. Before I do preach, I want to lift up this song. We was on the way here to Central Heights this morning, and it began to rain. It was like, oh, wow, we couldn't even see. And Mama, she turned the music up. She was like, you better begin to worship and everything because, you know, we can't see, but that's neither here nor there. But I started humming the song, Peace Be Still. And I don't think I've ever sang this song, so bear with me. But I used to hear the old church mother sing it, and it says, Master, the tempest is raging. The billows are tossing high. The sky is all shattered with blackness. No shelter, nor help. Is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? How canst thou lie asleep when each moment so madly threatening a grave in the air, angry deep. Can we put our hands together on this afternoon? If you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians. The book of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, starting at the 8th verse. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10. And then we're going to read the same chapter 4, verses 14 through 18. If you want to write this down. So first we're going to read 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10. 2 Corinthians 4, 14 through 18. And then we're going to flip some pages and go to Hebrews 11 and 16. When you have it, shout better. All right. And it reads, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. And verses 14 says, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Here's my favorite. It says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And Hebrews 11 and 16 says, but now they desire a better country, that is an heavenly home, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a place. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to stand before your congregation to preach the gospel on today. God, decrease in me and increase in you, that someone may get something from this message to take it and apply it to their lives for today, this week, and the rest of their lives, God. And if there be any credit from this message, let it go all to you and not to me. In Jesus' name, amen. If I could use for a subject today, it would be something better is coming. My subtopic would be better days. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, better days are ahead. Now look to someone else and say, neighbor, the best is yet to come. To me, that's a good place just to give God a hand clap of praise, because the best is yet to come. Sometimes we praise God for what's happening right now, but I have a praise on the inside for what is going to happen in the future. There is no doubt that we are living in the last days. We've seen almost all of it, from freezing temperatures, excessive heat, wildfires, droughts, famine, earthquakes, floods, pandemics, wars, and rumors of wars. I believe that I can agree with the Apostle Paul when he penned 2 Timothy in the 3rd chapter, when it says that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of all those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than the lovers of God. Verse 5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. But, you see, a nerd like me has to explain what the word but mean. Let's start from here. But is a conjunction. It is used to introduce a phrase or contradict what has already been stated. So yes, we are living in the last days. Yes, this and this is going on, but something better is coming. This is surely a praying time. When it seems all hope is lost, I challenge you to pray. My late pastor, Pastor Berlin Kelly, sung a song saying, I know what prayer can do. It was prayer that brought me through. Oh, right now, I'm concerned about you, because you should pray sometime too. She said, pray in the morning. Pray any time of the day. One thing I know is that prayer will keep the devil away. And I know what prayer can do. And I quote that quite often, but I found out for myself that prayer works. I don't have to go on with what my mama says, what my granddad says, or what my aunt says, but prayer will fix it. I encourage you to try Jesus. Everything that is going on, put it into God's hands. He can handle it. That's a fact. I put it all into his hands. I heard someone say that it's better to have Jesus and not need him than to need him and not have him. That's not scripture, but that just makes good sense to me. Make sure you are connected to the source so that you can experience the best. Central Heights, I come to encourage you that something better is coming. I come to say that we've been in the storm for too long, but greater is on its way. I'm reminded in Psalms 30 and 5, for his anger endured but for a moment. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, oh joy, cometh in the morning time. When I was younger, I didn't quite understand that scripture, because I would be mad at something all throughout the night, and then when I woke up in the morning, I was still mad. But as I got older, I realized that the morning really hasn't come yet. The morning that David was talking about was the great getting up morning, when the roll is called up yonder, when the saints go marching in, when time will stand still. Oh, yes, that's the morning I'm striving for. If we remain faithful to Jesus, we will see that morning. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. In times like these, I encourage you to start shopping at heaven's grocery store. When you walk into the store, please grab some of everything. Get the biggest cart you can find and just start getting stuff off of the shelves. while you're shopping, grab some patience, some love, understanding, wisdom, faith, the Holy Ghost, strength, courage, grace, salvation, prayer, peace, joy, and just a few pieces of song and praise. After you're done shopping and when you get to the parking lot, you seem like you've used everything already, go back in the store and get some more, for everything is free. In this mean old world, keep your eyes on the prize. Good work pays off. How do I know? Because Galatians 6:9 says, be not wearied in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I am expecting God for a great work. I'm looking for him to perform a wonder of wonders and a miracle of miracles. We so often speak of heaven's treasures, but I'm expecting a turnaround here on earth. I expect my healing here on earth. I expect my deliverance here on earth. But whatever is in God's will, my answer will be yes. Jeremiah 33:14 says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. I am so glad that earthly troubles don't last always. It won't be long, church, before our race will be won. Our story will be over, but better is on its way. Work the work while it's day, for when night comes, no man shall work. If you think you are going through, try these two people in the Bible. Job lost everything he had. You see, I'm fine losing a few dollars. I might be okay losing my car. My job is fine. Even if I lost a few pieces of clothing in my wardrobe, I wouldn't worry. But I couldn't imagine losing my family, the people that means the most to me. Put yourself in Job's shoes. Matter of fact, don't, because you couldn't even stand the half of what he went through. But in all that Job went through, he still blessed God's name. And you better believe when you're going through hell and hot water and you still bless God's name, he will bless you. My second witness being the unnamed woman with the issue of blood. Now me, I hate getting sick. It puts me down and I'm a very active, outgoing person. It bothers my whole soul when I'm sick for just a few hours. I hate doctor's offices. I hate hospitals. So I could not imagine spending time after time and days after days at the doctor's office. She did it though. She didn't do it just for a few weeks, a few months, but she spent all of 12 years going through doctor's offices. But she remained faithful to God. She didn't give up. Oh, if I could touch the hem of his garment. I don't need to touch the actual robe, but if I can just touch the hem, my life will be made whole. I feel like preaching on today. I know I got some people in here that are looking for a better day. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, better is on its way. I want to call on a few more witnesses to the Holy Ghost witness stand. Joseph, he had the coat of many colors. His brothers were jealous of him, so they sold him into slavery. I stopped by to tell someone that it doesn't matter what people do to you, what they say to you, but when the hand of God is on you, can't no devil in hell touch you. From the start, Joseph was set apart. From the start, Joseph was anointed. Joseph was able to rise to power, and he saved his family members from famine. The same ones that sold him, he helped. Be careful who you count out. You might just need them. If my friend Joseph was here on this third Sunday morning, February of 2025, I believe he has seen the Leandria Johnson song, Better Days Are Coming. And I believe he has put something on the fifth verse when it says, it's only a season for you're going through, but stay focused and never lose sight. My second witness being David. David was anointed from an early age. You know how his story goes. He slayed the giant Goliath with a sling and stones. I want to tell you, it doesn't matter what type of anointing, what type of degrees, what type of titles you have, troubles and temptations will come, but you have to stay prayed up. David had a mess up when he had an affair. David, just like any of us, made some mistakes, but God still used him. He served well. David remained faithful to God. Just like another David I know, he was a godly man. I believe that if David was here right now at 302 Irvin Drive, Goldsboro, North Carolina, I believe he'll quote himself when he said, I have been young, but now I'm old. Yet have I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. If he could sing a song, I think he'll say, I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood, and this world can do me no harm. I might be preaching to myself this morning, but I'm going to stay under the blood. My last witness being Samson. Samson was strong. God used Samson to deliver his people from the Philistines. Samson was anointed, but he just laid his head in the wrong lap. Samson's mother was barren. She was visited by an angel. The angel told Samson's mother that he would be a Nazarite. Nazarites were forbidden from doing certain things like coming in contact with the dead, eating certain things, and most of all, they couldn't shave their heads. Samson fell in love with the wrong woman, Delilah. She asked Samson to reveal the source of his strength, and as a weak man, he did. Notice how I said weak man. He may have possessed physical strength, but his characteristics and attitude were of a weak man. While Samson slept, Delilah cut off his hair. The Philistines kidnapped him. They gorged out his eyes and they enslaved him. I just want to imagine in the spiritual eye of vision that while our friend Samson was hanging up, I just want to believe that he prayed one last time. Not any old type of prayer. I believe Samson, while he was hanging up, called on the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Holies of Holies. I just believe that Samson knew he had done wrong. I believe that he asked for forgiveness. He knew he was in his dying hours, but even in his dying hours, he asked God to restore him. Central Heights, I come to tell you today that God will restore you. Samson, oh Samson, he did some good work within a few minutes. I just want to believe that Samson called on Jesus just about three times. He said, Jesus, 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 and all the temple came down. Samson, oh Samson, my friend, you fought a good fight. If Samson was here right now, I believe he has seen the old funeral song. When you hear my home going, don't worry about me, for I'm just another soldier going on home. Oh, and one more thing, if my friend Samson was here, I believe he'd say, greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. I'm closing church, but I want you to shout something better. It's coming. Now, I'm not a prophet, an evangelist, or a missionary, but I speak life over your family. I speak increase over your home, increase in your finances. I prophesy that you will be everything that God has desired you to be. And I say all of that in the name of Jesus. Your breakthrough is on its way. As I begin to close, I want to go down my better timeline. What is a better timeline, you may ask? Well, it's still Black History Month, so let me just do this. Harriet Tubman wanted better, so she led. Sojourner Truth wants it better, so she wrote. George Washington Carver wants it better, so he invented. Maya Angelou wants it better, so she spoke. Sidney Poitier wants it better, so he acted. Rosa Parks wants it better, so she stayed still. John Lewis wants it better, so he marched. Martin Luther King wants it better, so he preached. Malcolm X wants it better, so he protested. Barack Obama wants it better, so he became the first. Kamala Harris wants it better, so she ran. Jesus wants it better for you and I, so he came down from 40 and two generations to save the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I feel like I can preach now. My pastor just got here. I'm so glad I can call on Jesus. Jesus, the lily of the valley. Jesus, the bright and morning star. Jesus, the I am that I am. Jesus, the way maker. Jesus, the miracle worker. Jesus, the King of Kings. Huh? Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my coverer. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord my peace. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. Jehovah Tsekedanu, the Lord my righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there for me. God of Moses, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus, do you get the point on today? He came so that we could live better. Soon and very soon, church, it won't be long now before we can experience the best. Soon and very soon, heartache will have to cease. Soon and very soon, depression will be cut off. Soon and very soon, there won't be no more hospital or doctor's visits. Soon and very soon, there won't be no more sickness. Soon and very soon, there won't be no more light, power, and water bill. Soon and very soon, there won't be no more Trinity, no more Whitfield, no more Auburn and Caraway, no more J.B. Rhodes, no more Rivers and Morgan, no more Haskins, no more McIntyre, no more Bachelor Brothers, no more Seymour, no more Howell. And good as I love my job, there won't be no more Swenson. Soon and very soon, the wicked will cease from troubling and the wearied will be at rest. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. I have some relatives up in heaven. I'm going to put on my long white robe, walk the streets of gold, see the walls of jasper, run through the pearly gates. Soon and very soon, tis the old ship of Zion. Something better is coming. Thank you. Better is on its way. Better is on its way. And I just decree and declare that it's coming right now. Thank you, Jesus, for better. Let he that hath an ear hear what the Spirit has said to the church.
Amen. Thank God for using him. Amen. We needed that. Amen. We have been blessed so many times by the word of God. Just last Sunday, you can hear the word of God with anointings, let you know that everything going to be all right. And between last Sunday to this point, something has happened. And we need encouragement. Amen. But look what God does. Let you know that better things are coming. Amen. I thank God that he give us what we need. I thank God that he just blesses us. Continue to encourage us. Amen. I thank God for him. We just talked about, if y'all will just allow me to share it with you on the first Sunday. Amen. How God was blessing and using Brother Jimmy and we're talking about things that we're going through. We see on TV about that president mess. And that service blessed me so bad. Amen. I was so full, I didn't mean to take up the service. I just tell you. But what I'm getting back to is that after all that joke, that anointing preaching, amen, here come this morning, right before we come to service, that same mess again. Amen. I didn't do like I did last time, but I just walked on and kept going. Look what the God has said. Amen. Better things are still coming. Amen. So we can stay encouraged. Amen. And we thank God for the word today. We thank God for the man of God. Let's give him a hand. Amen. 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 We'll open, amen, at this time of invitation. Whosoever will, amen. If you're not saved today, amen. Now we'll give you an opportunity. Amen. For the Lord has died for us. Amen. That we can be saved. Amen. Whatever need that you have. If you want to come to the altar, amen, you can. Whatever you're going through, now we're opening up the doors of the church, amen, to pray for you, amen. Would there be anybody? Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? Let us stand. Let us stand if you can, if you will. Amen. Because we need prayer, brothers and sisters. Yes. These things that's coming that we don't see. And we need to be ready. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. We're going to ask the brother if you will give us a prayer. Amen.
Shall we pray? In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need a healer. In times like these, we need a deliverer.
Yes, God.
So, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask that you heal our land, oh God. Heal our land, oh God, because it need healing.
Yes.
God, heal, set free, and deliver those that needs to be healed, set free, and delivered, oh God.
Yes.
Touch the sick. Touch the homebound, oh God.
Yes.
Go into the hospitals, the nursing homes, oh God. Go into the jail cells, oh yes, God, and let them know that you are right there with them, oh God.
Amen.
Touch the bereaved families, oh God. Let them know that something better is coming, oh God. Touch all of the churches that are upholding your blood-stained banner, oh God. Let them know that it's not power in numbers, but power when we come together and worship you, oh God. Power because we're unified and we're dignified to serve a God like you, oh God. And this is my prayer in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. At this time, you may be seated. Amen. We're going to ask our pastor, Burnett, if he would come and have something to say.
To God be the glory. All he continues to do in our life. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. He blessed and he's kept us now 16 days in the second month of this year. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I'm still here. The devil thought he would get us, but I'm still here. Hallelujah. God brought us through this and he brought us through that. And we'll continue because the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we can hold on to that hope and keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Knowing that it may look like I'm going under, but my God is going to raise me up. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we may fall down, but we can get up. Isn't not that good of him? Hallelujah. Allow us to mess up and then he just forgives us. Don't have to beg him. We don't have to beg God to do it. All we have to do is ask and believe and receive it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we want to be better than God because we want you to beg us. Okay. I don't know why we want to beg us. But we do. We put ourselves on the pedestal. But we're supposed to be down low and humble. Praise God for the preacher today. All right. If everybody's satisfied at this point, just stand to your feet. Give God the highest praise. Tell them by the choir.
Let everybody say
amen.
Let everybody say
amen.
Let everybody say
amen.
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 Now to him who is able to present us faultless for the precious throne of God, and then give us the seasoning glory. Now, Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be with us, cover us, and keep us protected, shielded from disease, all hurt and harm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let the church say, let the church say amen, 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 amen.